What up?
What up?
Hello.
Oh, look at all these cool, like, Ghostbuster devices. That's all these ever make me think of.
There we go.
My phone's recording you guys.
They could read their mind.
Yeah, right?
If you guys can speak into my phone.
Absolutely.
So congrats, huh?
Thank you.
Blake, we were talking about the N-word here. We were having a debate.
Excellent.
Did you have a problem having to do those scenes or whatnot? Or
I don't know.
Make it political?
I don't know if I had a problem. It wasn't necessarily, you know, the most fun. I don't use the word in my everyday life, so it... You know,
every
I didn't
day, like,
roll,
much.
Yeah, roll off my tongue. But I've heard enough hip hop songs that I knew how to say it. Yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
She might slap you.
Yeah, that.
No,
trust
he
me.
Has a pass for me. He Kiersey lets him say it.
Yeah,
Dookie doesn't.
No.
I read in an interview last night. So I watched a video of an interview of the whole cast last night, and you said that at the beginning when you were filming this, you were aiming to make a hood classic. So far, with all the hype surrounding the film, do you think you're on course?
I think we have a chance. I really do. Fingers crossed. You know, time will tell. But I think the movie is good enough to perhaps be called a classic in the hood.
Hood sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
How did you guys prepare for your characters? Did you watch, like, hood classics, like... You know, Men's to Society, Boys in the Hood.
Rick gave us, like, a whole pile of movies, which I had already seen. So I was like, oh, cool, thanks, bro. And that was pretty much it. I just came on set, dressed in the clothes. He said action, and I was me. I was Jib. That's kind of what happened to me. You, Kier?
I grabbed from my roommate, because he's a guy, so I had him read my lines. Kofi. Just so I could, like, observe him. Yeah, shout out to Kofi.
Kofi.
Just so I could... see his gestures and how he said certain words, because I tend to speak very feminine, I guess.
I
out my words like in LA.
Yeah, and then you were also like smiling on set, and Rick's like, no smiles.
And I
would
used
never
my
smile.
I did this a lot with my hands, I guess.
Like she's honorary Italian.
Exactly. So yeah, I kind of just like took from boys that I knew. I hung out with Shamik and Tony a lot before we filmed. So I kind of picked them apart and took stuff from them.
What'd you take from me? I want to know this.
I took more from Shamik. I just included to make him feel better. No, I'm just kidding. I watched a lot of how they walked. He kind of walks a little. He walks a little bit. Like, you have that, like, cholo bounce.
I got a cholo bounce?
That should be that could be a...
I got a cholo bounce.
That could be a hit song.
Lean like a cholo.
Lean like a cholo.
Cholo bounce.
Yeah.
Cholo bounce. You gotta make it a Christmas classic, though. Like, when you're walking with the...
Cholo.
Who are your 90s hip-hop or rap influences? I know that's big, but
Bone
for your characters,
and
like, personally, if you brought that into it.
Well, see, I feel like with Jib... I always felt like his favorite song was TV on Radio, I think it's Wolf Like Me. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I decided for him. But if we're talking 90s hip-hop classics, as Tony, I say Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Probably Snoop Dogg, you know,
ooh,
just because he was a high entrepreneur, and I feel like that's kind of what Will is a little bit.
Like, what kind of high? Like, high and high maintenance? High
all
and
all the above.
All highs. The above. All highs. Okay.
All the highs.
Awesome.
Thank you. Like, it went from, like, black to...
Just upgraded.
Kiersey. At this moment, Kiersey just got a new coffee. As she explained, why?
No, fuck you. I know that Diggy's wardrobe was inspired by, I know Patrick, our wardrobe costume designer, he originally was imagining her to be like Missy Elliott style, and
no
then
salt and pepper?
No, well, I'm
that
sure,
a little,
I think
little
it was,
bit.
Yeah,
a little
and,
salt and pepper,
and then he decided to go more Aaliyah and make her kind of just like tomboy-esque and not so much mm-hmm. like she wanted to be butchy. She mm-hmm. was just doing her thing. I think Dickie still thinks that she's her own kind of sexy. She shows like a little belly. She's like, I'm still, you still want this.
It's like, that's why
you want me, I just don't want you. Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering if you don't mind. I thought this was an excellent movie, aside from my problem with the N-word. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, it's an excellent movie. So I'm wondering when you got the script or told about it, did you understand it? Because it's a complex movie. It's simple, but yet complex in a lot of ways. And you guys handled it admirably. So how did you approach... I guess my first question, as I'm trying to formulate it, is: did you understand where the director was going with it at all, or did he totally from the beginning, or did he have to break it down to you as you were doing it?
You have a fantastic voice, sir.
Yeah, you do have like a really great state farm here.
Like, I don't even want to talk anymore.
I want you to sell me my car insurance.
No. I want him to read an ebook for me. Like, look at his laugh. It's like James Earl Jones is like, damn. Okay,
well,
so...
thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
It's lower.
It gets lower and lower.
Yeah, so good.
As Morgan Freeman said, the lower your voice is, the cooler you are. And, okay, I mean, for your question, not to go back to that, you know, Jib is a very interesting character. When I read him on the script, he can easily be skewed to be... corny in that character that you don't really like care about, and he very easily could just end up being some character who it's like over sexual and used and very cliche. So it was a little bit difficult to try and find the right path for him. And as for understanding the story, I feel like as an actor myself, I don't need to understand the story, I just need to understand the character and this world. And then it's the director's job and everyone else's job to also make this world. And then with editing and everything, the world and the story come together.
I think that when I read it, because I went to high school in the South Bay, I have a lot of friends from Inglewood and Gardena. So it definitely, I knew it was, all the conversations were real. And the way you were saying that it's simple but complex, I think that was Rick wanting to... touch subjects like the N-word without making, you know, people like you with your opinion feel like he's forcing his opinion down your throat. You see all these different sides and different views, and you're like, yeah, Diggy, I feel you, whereas someone else maybe like, but Blake, I see where you're coming from, you know, and I'm, and then Shamik's like, I don't really care, and he's over here, and he's like, I'm Latino, but I'm 14%, I mean, so technically, I can actually say it. You see all of these different sides without feeling like you... that you're being put down for your beliefs. Because sometimes I'm watching something and I'm into it, and then they say something, or maybe I've experienced that in churches sometimes. I'm like feeling it, and the pastor says one thing, and I'm like, you just turned me off, and I'm not even into this anymore, because you're trying to force your opinion down my throat rather than just giving me the information. And that's what Rick did, and on top of that, it's funny. So you can swallow things easier. They're easier to digest.
Did you drop the mic?
Boom.
Yeah. Did you expect that when you shot the movie that it would come out in such a racially tense moment in America? Because it's funny and it's light, but indeed the substrat is you know, dense.
Well, I mean, when hasn't it been a racially tough moment? I feel like we're just touching on it now, but it's always been. I mean, there's all these things happening.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir. Right.
It's just now people are putting it on the news and things like that, so people are looking at it, but it's always been like this. And hopefully it won't be long, but we're hoping to change it.
Yeah,
and I think that this movie addresses the subject well, because it does come from a place not of, like, you know, too preachy of a message or, you know, really shoving it in your face. It's kind of like, you know, come live in this world for a little bit. And you're with characters that aren't necessarily like, oh, well, these are some thugs. I can't even, like, invest in them. I don't see any of myself in them.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a... interesting outcast everyman that you're following, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to my question about what's your geek level?
100.
Geek out.
Out of 10, 100.
I think it's high. It's very high. Just being like, but
it's
to
very
me,
very high.
To me, a geek is just can be kind of considered somebody who's just like true to themselves and not like, you know, conforming to what everybody else wants you to be. So being a geek is never really a bad thing to me.
I agree.
Sorry, guys, this will be the last question.
And for each one of you, what do you feel like makes each one of you dope?
Wow, that was delayed. Okay, what makes me dope?
Not in an egotistical way, is what he said.
In a non-egotistical way.
Or you can, if you want to.
Okay, what makes me dope, guys, is I've got to work with Blake Anderson.
Oh, boom. Nice. Okay.
You know, that's actually a really, really good answer.
I know.
What's dope for me is that I am going to be in season 3 of Workaholics, so...
Ooh. Yeah.
They're on right, Blake?
Oh, sure.
I just put him on the spot, and I have to do it because it's been released. Press
on the record.
Yeah.
Wait. Can I? Me too.
That's dope. That's what's dope, dope is I'm gonna give other people jobs. That makes me dope, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
You're letting what's work.
Tears. Cool.
Well, I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I was telling somebody that there's not one bad performance. I think from the smallest role to the biggest role, it was just excellent.
Yeah, everyone was really great.
I'm sorry.
Everyone was really, really great. Yeah. I was so happy to see everyone perform because I was just so proud. They did.
I'm just waiting for a bag. Like, I feel like you guys are going to jab me now.
What?
With that
you're waiting for us to, like...
I'm like...
We were making fun of them all day yesterday.
Well, how do you compare this with your previous roles? Because I'll be honest about it. I'm sort of familiar with you, but I can't quite call you. But I haven't. I don't recall seeing anybody else, and I just think the work was admirable, but spectacular. So, your thoughts on?
I think with everybody, I had seen a lot of what everyone was in. I had heard of everybody. You know what they did. I didn't see yours, but I knew everyone talks about this ugly guy. And
Life of Pi.
Yeah, shut up. Grand Budapest Hotel. And so I knew who Blake was. I knew who everyone was. I already knew Shamik like personally. So I was just really excited to see everyone. Yeah, I was excited to like see everyone fulfill their potential and see what they could bring, you know, to this movie. And if they could be as great as me, you know, because I'm really famous.
She literally brought us all up.
And I'm really like, I'm an award-winning actress. And no, this is cool for me. I got to play a lesbian. I was on Transparent, and that's for transgender people. So I'm like in the LGBT.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to gay people and transgenders. I love you guys. So that's cool.
All right, well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, guys,
we're going to start
walking.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.